Good morning yourself, and how are you?
Look, it's Tasmania's premier Lego event, isn't it?
Certainly is.
And looking forward to again this year. Did you have one last year because of all the COVID situation?
No, we had to cancel all three events.
Ah, damn.
So hopefully no one's seen a brick exhibition for 2 years. I'll be eager to come out.
You're bringing some new exhibits this year.
Oh, that's right, yes. So we've had plenty of time to be building. So we've actually got, for the first time ever, we've actually got a 5-foot minifig.
Wow.
He's a fireman, and well, we actually call them maxi figs because they're a little bit bigger than a minifig. So he's about 5 foot tall, so that should be a nice little attraction. And we have a an 8-foot Star Wars Imperial Star Destroyer.
And I know a lot of people here on the coast love their Star Wars, so I think that'll that'll be a must see. And due to all the COVID lockdown situation that we've had over the last 12 months or so, I think jigsaw puzzles and working with Legos has been a big hit, hasn't it?
Lots of Legos been sold over the last couple of last year or so. So
tell us about the 20-floor apartment building.
So each member of our club has actually built like an apartment floor.
Okay.
And we've built them exactly the same dimension, but every floor is different, but we've built them the same dimension so we can stack them on top of each other.
So everyone's played their part.
Basically, yes. So there's like 20 different themes and 20 different floors.
It's absolutely fascinating when you go to these Lego exhibitions. A lot of hours, a lot of work has gone into it.
Because of COVID, we can't have anything interactive, unfortunately.
Okay, so no interaction this year because of the COVID situation.
That's correct. It's just simply pure looking and no touching anything, basically.
Okay, well, that's fair enough because it is a COVID-safe event. And with that's that in correct. Mind, too, there'll be no cash sales and no door sales.
That's correct. So no cash sales, no door sales. You can only buy tickets online from Bixhibition.com. And also, because we're helping the people on the Northwest Coast to raise some money for coins for kids as well, which I think is going to the Cancer Council for young people impacted by cancer on the Northwest Coast. If you go online and buy your tickets from Bixhibition.com, there's actually an opportunity to donate some money to Coins for Kids as you buy your tickets online.
Helping out the Cancer Council of Tasmania, who truly do a wonderful job in our community, helping out so they can continue the fine work. The Ulverston Sports Centre, now it's on both days, Saturday and Sunday.
There's actually sessions now. So there's actually timed sessions of a maximum of an hour and a half each. So once again, you can go and look at the there's four sessions on the Saturday and four sessions on the Sunday. Pick which one you prefer. There's plenty of tickets left for the fourth session of each day. But if you leave your ticket, posting your tickets too long, they will probably be sell out because it's a very popular event.
So that's Saturday and Sunday. It will run between 9:30 to 4:15 at the Ulverston Sports Centre, but there's different sessions this year. And a good idea, I think, Ken, is to jump online to Bricksubition.com for session times and also your ticket prices.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's adults. We try to keep it very family-friendly prices always. So adults are only $6. Kids are only $4 and a small booking fee as well, but that's quite minimal. And if you want to donate a few extra dollars, put some extra money towards Coins for Kids.
The only downside is, Ken, with a Lego is when you accidentally, we got bare feet, when you walk on them, you step on a Lego block and they hurt.
Well, I've never actually done that myself, so I really don't know.
Take it from me, they do hurt. Good on you, Ken. Thanks very much for your time this morning. And we'll head along to Tasmania's premier Lego event. It's on this coming weekend at the Ulverston Sports Centre. It is Brexhibition. Thanks, Ken. Take care.
No worries. Thank you.